The people of Stranraer are obviously very upset about the closure of the Garrick ward for a week and then the closure of A&E. Have you got anything to say to them?
Yeah, well, first of all, let me correct things. The closure of A&E, the A&E department didn't close.
It closed as an accident and emergency.
Let me explain what happened. We have doctors and nurses who staff the department, and we also have cover from an anaesthetist who's on call. The anaesthetist was not available for 12 hours on three days in the last month. The doctor was, the nurses were there, and so patients were coming in and being treated in the normal way. The difference would be if someone was very severely injured or very severely ill, they would perhaps do better with the services of an anaesthetist, and they obviously have much more specialised equipment, more staff, more surgeons available.
So you couldn't have just sent someone from the Royal Infirmary to Stranraer?
In terms of anaesthetists, we have been doing that regularly, but there are times when actually we have all the anaesthetists working in Dumfries and Galloway Royal Infirmary. We have hoped to get a locum and then things have broken down at the last moment.
So why is it getting so bad in Stranraer?
There are major recruitment problems across the whole of the UK with medical workforce. We spent £11.5 million last year getting locums because we're unable to fill some posts, and we put safety first and get locums in wherever we possibly can, even though that costs us a very great deal of money that we'd like to spend in other ways.
Okay, so what are you doing to fix that?
In terms of the locum
arrangements? Well, you're saying that you spent all this money last year on locums, so you must have known last year there was a recruitment crisis, yet we're now into this year and it's still continuing, so what are you doing to fix it?
We can't magically produce doctors if there's a shortage across the UK. What we'd like to do is to try and make the hospital as attractive as possible. So we're upgrading some of the operating theatre facilities. We will also be upgrading the dialysis unit and so on. We are hoping to do a joint initiative with the council to have accommodation available, short-term accommodation for doctors, to make it more attractive to come to Stranraer. That would also apply. The council is looking at that in terms of social workers and teachers, because it's young professionals that are the issue for recruitment into Stranraer.
Okay, but like you said, that will take time.
It will take time.
Doctors aren't trained in a night, so what are you going to do in the meantime? Do you think it's acceptable for 75-mile trips in an emergency?
There are always going to be people, when they're severely ill, will need to travel 75 miles. Whether they have an anaesthetist who stabilises them in the gangway or not, they will need to travel that. We have extra help from the Emergency Medical Retrieval Service, which is the yellow helicopter that people will have seen, that will come down from Paisley in a very short space of time and take patients direct to Glasgow. And that has proved quite helpful in a number of cases. At the end of the day, though, if you're faced with a problem with a shortage of doctors who want to come and work here, we've got to, A, make it more attractive, we've got to improve recruitment, we are training up nurses to a higher level so that they can support the doctors there, and we will try and make electronic support helpful. By that I mean decision support software to allow doctors to have more information at their fingertips. We also have some linkage through video systems so that doctors in the A&E department there can actually contact specialists here in Dumfries and Galloway, and we'll look at improving our ability to communicate test results immediately.
So, but you really are just saying it is acceptable to travel that length of distance?
I think if you are severely ill, you will have to travel. There is no pretense about that, and I think everyone understands that. If you have someone who has severe head injuries, they need to get to a neurosurgery unit, and they actually travel up to Glasgow. I think the public understand that. What they want to be reassured about is that there is a good provision of emergency care so that they can be provided with the best possible start in that golden hour of our time after an acute injury.
But surely without an anaesthetist there, like you said, it's not the best possible care.
It means it is limited, and that's why I was saying that the ambulance service may have to make a decision not to go to the Galloway, but it may be better to go direct to either Glasgow or Ayr or Dumfries and Galloway Royal Infirmary.
So we had a paramedic on the news this morning who said that, you know, you were putting lives at risk. Do you refute that?
There is always a risk, and I'm afraid, yes, it increases. I think it's unfortunate to use the expression we were putting lives at risk. We are trying not to do that. We are not bad people. We are trying to actually prevent that, and that's why we have an anaesthetist on call almost continuously in the Galloway.
And how are you working on the communicating with, you know, the public and with the media?
Well, first of all, I'm talking to you, obviously. I think there is a need to try and make sure we're working as a community and a health board together. So I've arranged on Tuesday of next week, we're having an open session in the library in Stranraer. We'll be there from 2 till 8. We'll have senior managers, we'll have senior doctors, we'll have nurses there. And we would like to talk to anyone who wants to come along about the future of the hospital, about any questions they have. Anything at all will be there to try and help improve on that. The locality manager for the NHS out there has also, for some time now, been having regular meetings with all the councillors being invited, and we hope that that will help relationships build between the NHS and the local councillors. I think it's important we encourage them all to attend. They don't all attend.
There was quite a lot of councillors, MPs and MSPs, all at a meeting on Saturday that yourselves were invited to, but you didn't send anyone along. Was there a reason for that?
I don't recall any invitation coming to the health board.
Okay, it was sent, I believe, by a councillor, Willie Scobie.
It was sent to the chairman on a personal email, and I believe it's also sent to the deputy chairperson. The chairman is in Malta at the moment, that just can't be helped. And the deputy chairperson was unable to come. I don't recall any emails at all coming to the health board.
But they never passed those invites on to anyone else to go?
No.
Is there a reason for that?
I suspect they would have assumed that we would have been invited and we would be doing something about it.
So people there don't need to be worried about this being part of a long-term plan to reduce the medical provision in the area?
Absolutely not. I mean, it's really important that they understand we are trying very hard to maintain the hospital and all the services that it has traditionally provided.
Do you want to apologise to the people in Stranraer?
I apologise if people have been left feeling angry or feeling upset or threatened or uncomfortable about a feeling that we are suddenly changing services in Stranraer. And I'm sorry we've given that impression.